This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. At least two people have been killed and several others injured in clashes between the Venezuelan military and a group of civilians at the Brazilian border. News reports from Venezuela say two people died when National Guard officers attempted to disperse citizens blocking a road on the border with Brazil. President Nicolas Maduro has closed the country's border with Brazil in a dispute over the delivery of humanitarian aid to Venezuela. Meanwhile, thousands of people gathered on the Colombian border with Venezuela for a concert dubbed Venezuela Aid Live, backed by British billionaire Richard Branson. About 250,000 people were expected at the free event, which features performances by Alejandro Sanz, Maluma, Luis Fonsi, Carlos Vives, and several others. Organizers are hoping to raise $100 million to aid Venezuelans. President Nicolas Maduro said he was organizing a hands-off Venezuela concert on the other side of the Colombian border. House Democrats introduced a resolution Friday to block President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration to fund his wall along the Mexico border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
They've introduced a resolution to stop the declaration that the president made in a bid to bypass Congress and build a border wall. It sets up a constitutional battle between him and Democrats who run the House and are certain to pass the resolution. It may also be adopted in the GOP-controlled Senate. The president would then be all but sure to veto it, and that would lead to a test of Republican support for the declaration. Even some Trump allies call it a stretch, but it's unlikely Congress would be able to override a veto. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At the White House Friday afternoon, President Trump said he would definitely veto the legislation. This is VOA News.